The address for today is based on the gospel reading we heard read earlier from John chapter 20, with the focus on verses 19 to 23. And I'll read verse 19 again. When it was evening on that first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock, which have become distorted, misused, and gradually lost their meaning over a period of time. Personally, I like to refer to these as throwaway words, where people just throw them into a sentence without actually understanding their full meaning. I'll give you some examples. Think about how we use the word sorry. Sorry gets used all the time. For example, sorry I'm late. But are you really remorseful and regretful for being late? Love. That's another throwaway word, which has so many different meanings. People say, "I love going for a walk." Do they actually love the walk? Or do they actually just enjoy the beautiful scenery that is seen whilst walking? And that brings us to a word which appears in our text today. Peace. What do people mean when they say they would like world peace? In this context, peace is being used to describe a place or a time without war and conflict. And what about the phrase, rest in peace? Is society referring to the escape from this world? Going to a place where there's no war and conflict? Or is peace being used here to simply describe a place free from any kind of disturbance? In these examples, peace too has become a throwaway word, where its meaning is so varied and so watered down. In today's text, at first glance, it appears that Jesus simply uses peace as a greeting to his disciples. Peace be with you. But when we look at this a little closer, Jesus' greeting of peace takes on a much deeper meaning. Jesus wasn't just using this phrase as a greeting or using it as some kind of throwaway word. He is actually giving the disciples a gift, a very special gift. He was giving them the biblical gift of peace, an inner peace which heals the guilt, an inner peace which comes from the removal of shame, an inner peace which results from hurts being healed. The gift of peace which Jesus gives is about having peace of mind, of being in a state of wholeness, unity, and completeness where you are reconciled to God. Peace from Jesus is so much deeper than just wishing for no war or conflict. At this point, you might be wondering why the disciples needed to hear these words, "Peace be with you." Friends, the disciples needed this peace because of their actions in the lead up to the death of Jesus. They were feeling guilty, ashamed, and hurt, possibly even felt embarrassed for not being there to support Jesus in the lead up to his crucifixion. They had deserted Jesus when the going got tough. Peter, the chief disciple, went as far as to say he didn't know Jesus. Not once, not twice, but three times. And now, after Jesus has risen, the disciples are hiding behind closed doors because they were terrified of the religious authorities. They lacked faith in the promise that Jesus gave them, that he would be raised. And so the disciples desperately needed to hear Jesus' comfort with them through the words, "Peace be with you." Brothers and sisters in Christ, we all desperately need to hear these words from Jesus too. There are many times in our lives when we find ourselves in the disciples' shoes, when we let Jesus down, when we pretend we don't know him, when we run away and refuse to face up to our own sin, when we don't live up to the expectations of our Heavenly Father. So how can we be assured of this inner peace, this state of wholeness and reconciliation which Jesus speaks to us? Well, we can be comforted and assured of this peace from Jesus because of his mercy and forgiveness. Peace flows out of forgiveness. Forgiveness brings the inner peace because it takes away the burden of sin. God's forgiveness takes away all our guilt and shame, all our embarrassment. And all this has been taken away by Jesus through his innocent suffering death on Calvary and his beautiful and glorious resurrection, which we celebrated just last week. Jesus has healed us all through his forgiveness. And the inner peace that we now feel flows out of that forgiveness. We no longer have to worry about the sins of the past because they have been forgiven. They have been dealt with in mercy. And this is the very same peace and forgiveness that we receive every week at worship through the time of confession and absolution. And every week we once again hear the messages of forgiveness and peace during the final blessing at the end of the service. The Lord look upon you with favour and give you
peace.
Then we often hear as a Christian greeting, "Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ." Paul uses these words at the start of his letters. So let's unpack this greeting in a little more detail. Paul points us to Jesus, the giver of peace. He reaffirms what we have learnt today in our gospel reading. Jesus is the peace giver. So when we hear the words, "Peace be with you," coming from Jesus, it is truly significant. Significant because Jesus is both himself the peace, as the Prince of Peace, and because he gives us the Holy Spirit to dwell inside of us, to bring us his peace. The Spirit is the healer of our guilt. He is the healer of our shame. And the Holy Spirit is the restorer of our relationships, as he reconciles us to our Heavenly Father and then teaches us how to live at peace with the people around us. Friends, the gift of peace which Jesus gave to his disciples, it is for us today as well. I'll say it again, it is that important. The gift of peace from Jesus is for us today. It is for you, every one of you. Today you are the receiver of this inner peace for your own life. You are free to have peace of mind because of this. You are reconciled to God the Father. I started by talking about words which have become throwaway words. I encourage you all to leave today with a different, much deeper perspective on the word peace. The gift of peace from Jesus will provide you the comfort that you long for. It is the gift of a clear conscience and a peaceful state of mind. And you can have this deep inner sense of peace which flows inside of you because you know that you are truly forgiven. Forgiven of all your sins by Jesus Christ, our Saviour. God grant you all the comforting grace and peace from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And may this wonderful peace of Jesus bring you much joy this Easter season and always. Amen.